Have you ever heard the word granary or granary to mean a place where grain was kept?
I've heard the word granary, but the meaning that I would give to the word was where a place, I guess I would use it in conjunction with a meal, where it would be a place where you carry corn or wheat to have it. To have it grind.
Or whatever, I see. Okay. Let's say after, after a farmer has cut his hay off his field, if he doesn't want to bale it right away, he might just, pile it up into the field.
Mm-hmm.
You'd call that thing that he piled it up into a what?
A haystack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you still see those around Crowder, that area?
No. No, well, the people that used to farm while I was coming up no longer do so. So it's very little one family farming goes on anymore.
What do most people in Crowder do for a living?
Well, they work in several of the factories that are in the adjacent towns because they're not in Crowder, and so they simply commute.
Is there, there's not much farming going on?
Well, the farming that's going on is on a larger scale. As I was coming up, we had our own farm. Well, the land is still there, and the family is still on the land, but they simply do not farm it. Because in our case, my grandfather simply rented the land out.
Mm-hmm.
We no longer farm it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so people primarily find employment in the surrounding towns.
Have you ever seen any shelter outside that you might store hay under? Maybe just consisting of nothing more than a few poles supporting the roof, and that's about it.
That's one back there. I don't know what it's called.
Oh, in this area? I didn't
I guess it's what you're referring to. A girl has a horse out there, and so she built chests. It just only has a top and four supporting beams, posts, and that's it.
Yeah.
But and so in the winter, I don't know what it's called.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have any name for small piles of hay that have been raked up in the field?
No. No particular name, just a pile of hay, just hay.
Does windrows mean anything to you?
No.
And you mentioned a shed for the cows, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
You would just generally refer to that
as cow shed.
Cow shed. Mm-hmm. Okay. They were kept there maybe during the night or in bad weather. Was that what it was for?
Well, they were brought in every evening. They were kept there at night.
Yeah, I see. Where were they milked?
There.
In the cow shed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I see. Was there any other place where they might have been milked?
No, they were always milked there.
Okay.
Just outside.
Did you have any horses?
No.
Do you have any idea what you would call a building where horses would be kept?
Stable.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Would that be exclusively for horses?
When I think of the word stable, no, it wouldn't be exclusively for horses. But when I think of the word stable, that's what I think of, a place where horses are kept. Now, I wouldn't associate stable with keeping cows, even though you can't. It's simply a place to keep animals.
Mm-hmm.
But when I hear the word stable, that's the one animal I think of.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I see. Did you keep hogs?
Yes, we had some hogs.
Where were they kept?
In a pen, and there was just a little area adjacent to the barn where they stayed out of weather.
Hmm. Some kind of shelter,
mm-hmm.
you mean? Yeah, I see. You ever seen a pen for hogs that had a cement floor? It's kind of fancy.
No.
You ever heard of a hog parlor?
No.
Heard of that?
No.
Okay.